This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you live in the American Southwest, you've probably seen pictures of the bathtub ring around reservoirs like Lake Powell in Arizona and Lake Mead in Nevada when the water level gets low. In a report out today, the government has come to the official conclusion that enough is enough. Stan Alcorn explains.
Every year, the government meets the needs of western states by releasing nearly 3 trillion gallons of water from Lake Powell in Utah. After the 14 driest years on record, they're now reducing that amount for the first time by about 10%.
There's a lot of folks downstream that are very concerned.
That's Doug Kenny, who directs the Western Water Policy Program at the University of Colorado.
And the users downstream are places like Las Vegas, Los Angeles, San Diego.
The government says there's a 50% chance it'll have to cut flows downstream in 2016. Sajjad Ahmad is an engineer who's studied the impact of climate change on Las Vegas.
Right now, we have about 2 million people in the valley, and we are pretty much using all of our share.
Ahmad says that even without a shortage, the only way the taps will keep running in the city is to reduce water use or find more water. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.